Hello and welcome to Markets Outlook by Abu Dhabi Investment Company Invest AD, a podcast series featuring conversations with business experts to share key insights and market developments. In this episode, Mohammed Behzad Salimi, CEO of Abu Dhabi Investment Company, speaks with Carlos Whitaker, Senior Managing Director of Blackstone Credit and President of Blackstone Private Credit Fund, BCRED. Coming up, they discuss, amongst other topics, why demand for private debt continues to surge in the current market environment and how investors should allocate to private credit in Europe versus the US.
Hello and welcome to our first episode in our podcast series, Markets Outlook. I am Mohammed Behzad Salimi, CEO of Abu Dhabi Investment Company, InvestAD. Abu Dhabi Investment Company and Blackstone have recently partnered to offer GCC investors access to bespoke private debt solutions that meet the region's demand for high income distribution. With that in mind, we're pleased to have with us Mr. Carlos Whitaker, Senior Managing Director at Blackstone Credit and President of Blackstone Private Credit Fund. Mr. Whitaker will share his outlooks and insights about the private debt market. Blackstone is the world's largest alternative asset manager with over $1 trillion in assets under management across its private market platform. Blackstone Credit is one of the world's largest credit-focused asset manager with over $290 billion of assets under management. Blackstone's private credit team focuses on the most protected part of each company's capital structure, senior secured, first lien corporate loans. In the current environment, most of these loans are floating rate, giving protection in the event of interest rate changes.
Hello, Carlos. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Carlos, would you like to start today's discussion by explaining to our listeners the key differences between private credit and traditional fixed income investments and why investors might choose one over the other?
Yes, happy to. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. I would say at a high level, private credit refers to loans that are privately originated and negotiated directly between a lender and a borrower, as opposed to being syndicated and traded in the public fixed income markets. For these private credit loans, lenders like ourselves focus on due diligence and negotiating tight documentation with structural protections. And because private loans do not trade, valuations tend to be less volatile compared to public fixed income markets. And managers generally are not forced to sell during market downturns. Now, from an investor's perspective, we believe private credit can offer consistent yield premium across cycles. There is this misconception that private credit outperformance versus other fixed income indicates more risk, but the data actually shows volatility is lower. In most market cycles, private credit has provided more attractive historical returns with lower volatility than traditional fixed income. And we believe investors in private credit today can earn equity-like returns while taking senior credit risk versus equity risk. Defensiveness, capital preservation are cornerstones of the asset class, as private credit loans sit at the very top of a company's capital structure. So they are senior secured, which means you are in the most protected, highest part of the capital structure, where you have priority and repayment over all other debt and equity. Private credit loans are also floating rate, which acts as a natural hedge to inflation and rising rates for investors.
Thank you for this overview, Carlos. Turning to the current market environment, why is the demand of private debt surging, and what is your expectations for 2024 and beyond?
Yeah, I would say at a high level, financial stress and the uncertain macro environment caused banks to pull back from lending, which created two opportunities. One, private credit can fill the void left by the banks. And two, we can deploy capital at higher asset yields for the benefit of our clients. We have seen a secular shift of risk-adjusted returns in private markets from equity and into debt. For example, the second quarter of this year, we've seen investors in private credit experience asset yields north of 12%. And this is combined with the relative safety and security of being senior secured in the capital structure. Now, private credit has also offered relative stability in an increasingly uncertain market, and that has allowed us to focus on better, larger companies while negotiating better pricing and structure for our loans. Larger private equity sponsors are looking to direct lenders when broader markets are volatile and uncertain. For example, 90% of leverage buyouts or LBOs executed by private equity sponsors in the first half of this year were backed by credit managers like Blackstone Credit. We believe this is a result of the benefits that come with private credit solutions. We offer flexibility, greater certainty, confidentiality, and speed. So scaled players like ourselves, we believe we are well positioned to take advantage of continued flow into private credit. And then lastly, in terms of outlook, I would say we believe that the market environment for private credit remains attractive today, but we also have many investors looking into the future as they evaluate private credit investment opportunities. We believe interest rates will stay higher for longer and that floating rate loans will provide attractive returns. And we believe this secular shift towards private credit is here to stay for the reasons I mentioned before.
These are very interesting insights, Carlos. Thank you for that. From a regional perspective, this year, Europe's economy has seen a downturn, but is looking forward towards a rebound. How should investors look at investing in private credit in Europe versus the U.S.?
Yes, the U.S. private credit market really emerged pre-Great Financial Crisis, mainly through institutional funds and also business development companies, or BDCs, which facilitated middle market direct lending. Now, there is no equivalent of BDCs in Europe, so the penetration of private credit has lagged, and the European private credit market, therefore, is about 3 to 4 times smaller than a private credit market in the U.S. However, the adoption in Europe has accelerated in recent years, and we believe it is following a similar growth trajectory as in the U.S. We believe the markets are actually quite similar with the same tailwinds pushing growth. I would just say that the U.S. is just a few years ahead. While Europe is smaller, there is limited competition at the larger end of the market. And we think large experienced managers like Blackstone are well positioned to capture this growth. And we believe a growing market can offer attractive investment opportunities. So I would say, you know, investors should consider both markets as opportunities for diversification from a currency perspective and also from an underlying asset perspective.
Carlos, before we wrap up today's discussion, what are the specific considerations investors need to take a note of before investing in private credit funds?
Yeah, I would say, you know, manager selection is critical. You know, economic uncertainty and increased dispersion of fundamentals emphasize the need for proper manager selection. Blackstone Credit has been investing in private credit since 2006 with a strong historical track record of $85 billion deployed into North American senior secured direct lending deals. And we have deployed around 14 billion euros in European senior direct lending deals. And so scale, which we have, enables us to have valuable insights into macro and industry trends. It also affords us differentiated deal flow. And lastly, we have strong negotiating power. Our ability to use operational efficiencies to create value for portfolio companies is also a differentiating aspect of our ability to be a partner. And then I would also just say that our approach to underwriting is very rigorous and defensive. We utilize extensive private due diligence using internal modeling and third-party accounting experts. We also do a lot of stress testing. We also focus on large, high-quality corporates that are typically backed by high-quality private equity sponsors. We target market leaders in their space, strong cash flow generation, experienced management teams, and differentiated product and customer bases. So far, the higher rate environment clearly has impacted interest coverage ratios for all floating rate borrowers, but the fundamentals in our portfolio companies remains strong. We continue to focus on senior secured loans with robust cushions beneath our loans and LTVs below 50%. And we also focus on companies that are in historically lower default sectors and therefore likely to see better recoveries if there is a default. And then the last thing I would say is we believe that we can create value by helping companies enhance revenues and optimize costs through the Blackstone Credit Value Creation Team, which may be impactful in an inflationary and lower growth environment.
Thank you, Carlos, for taking the time to share your valuable insights with us today. This brings us to the end of our first episode. Thank you for listening and goodbye.
You have been listening to Markets Outlook by Abu Dhabi Investment Company Invest AD. To learn more about our legacy, our business, and our latest news, visit www.investad.com.